Time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. You know Oscar-winning actress Geena Davis from movies like Beetlejuice, Thelma and Louise, and A League of Their Own. Long before her acting debut, Davis had a job at an Ann Taylor clothing store. She wasn't just selling the merchandise, she was displaying the clothes alongside the mannequins.
One time there was a window display where the mannequins were sitting at a table eating plastic food, you know, and there was one empty chair, and I kept looking at the window, and I finally said to my friends, dare me to go in the window, and they were like, no, you can't do that, but I did. I went and jumped in the window and sat down in the chair, and somebody saw me do that, and then he stopped to see what was now going to happen, but I just froze. I didn't know, but I had an uncanny ability to be still. So eventually a big crowd gathered. When I felt that their attention was drifting, I would move kind of like a robot. But then somebody said, well, that's not an electric mannequin because it's not plugged in. I could hear all their comments, of course. And after that, I put a tiny little wire down my leg, and because it was really subtle, it really worked. People were like, it is a robot. After that, they hired me to be in the window on the weekends. Yes, I was a live mannequin. I managed to sign with a modeling agency because at that time, the big models like Christie Brinkley and Lauren Hutton were getting parts in movies. And I thought, oh, well, all I have to do is become a successful model, and then maybe I'll, you know, get hired for movies, because it's so much easier to become a supermodel than an actor, right? So, so Tootsie, the movie Tootsie was going to shoot in New York, and there was a part as Dustin's dressing roommate for someone that's going to be in their underwear a lot of time. So the casting director thought, let's call model agencies and see if they have any models who can act. And my agents called me and said, they're looking for an actor. We told them we got one. So they sent me to audition, and I did. And they said, wear a bathing suit under your clothes, because if you read well, they're going to want to see you in a bathing suit to see how you would look in your underwear. So I did, and they didn't ask, and I was like, oh, I'll forget that. Because what are the odds, my first audition for a movie, you know, I'm going to get the part with Dustin Hoffman. So I put it completely out of my mind. And I went off to Paris for the first time to do the runway shows, the collections. And meanwhile, Sidney Pollack saw my audition tape and said, hey, I kind of like her. Where's her bathing suit? They said, oh, we didn't ask. We forgot. And he said, we'll get her back. Uh-oh, she's in Paris. She can't come back. Well, do they have any pictures of her in bathing suits? My good fortune at that moment was that I had been in Victoria's Secret catalog. So they sent over the catalog, you know, with these perfectly lit, airbrushed, you know, wind blowing in your hair photos. And so I got the part.
Things have been so much better since you came to Southwest General. We're all so grateful to you for your help and advice.
Well, I really my big break was getting cast in Tootsie as my very first acting job and as a result of my very first audition. That's a ridiculous, ridiculous break to get, but that is exactly what happened.
Actress Geena Davis. You don't have to be a window mannequin to have a big break. Tell us your story. Send us an email at mybigbreak@npr.org.